Recorded Books presents Second Time Around by Melody Carlson, narrated by Stephanie Cozart. Chapter 1. Everyone moves on. Everyone except for Mallory Farrell. At least that's how she felt as she drove home after her daughter's wedding. Mallory sighed. Dear Louisa had made such a beautiful bride, and thanks to all of Mallory's careful planning, it had been a gorgeous wedding, picture perfect down to the tiniest detail. Well, almost. Mallory had suppressed the urge to growl when her ex-husband, dressed in a sleek black tux, escorted their youngest child down the aisle. Vince, who'd been mostly absent from their lives for nearly 20 years and now had a new wife with two young kids, had the gall to take center stage with the daughter Mallory had raised by herself. And when asked, "Who gives away the bride?" he proudly proclaimed, "I do." Oh, sure, he'd added on behalf of the family in a quieter tone, but Mallory had felt the sting. Despite her pasted-on smile throughout the day's wedding festivities, Mallory was left with a bad taste in her mouth. She'd only learned Vince planned on coming during the wedding rehearsal. After she'd been so pleased to see her older son, Seth, practice walk Louisa down the aisle, she'd imagined a repeat performance for today. But as they left the church, her younger son, Micah, had spilled the beans. "Dad just texted me that his flight was delayed," he'd whispered, "but he'll be here in time tomorrow." She could tell by Micah's half-smile that he'd felt conflicted, too. When her kids had questioned why her boyfriend wouldn't be there to share in the nuptial celebrations, Mallory had feigned nonchalance, saying she and Marcus were taking a break. After all, she didn't need her personal life to detract from Louisa's limelight. She sure didn't want them all to feel sorry for her when the truth was that Marcus, after almost 4 years, had suddenly decided he, too, wanted to move on. Just 3 days before the wedding where he was supposed to be her plus one. Despite Marcus's usual bad timing, Mallory had told herself it was for the best. Sure, the relationship had been handy when it came to social functions. Marcus was charming and attractive and well-connected, but he'd always been more about Marcus than Mallory. Was it possible he'd viewed her as nothing more than the consummate escort? And maybe she deserved that. After all, everyone moved on eventually. Mallory felt a weight fall upon her as she pulled up to the house she and Vince had purchased when Louisa was still in diapers. She'd loved this house then and loved it even more now. She'd been the one to urge Vince that it was a fantastic deal for a fixer-upper. But the once-neglected property had quickly evolved into a serious money pit. Still, they'd been young and strong and motivated, at first. But this house put their unrealistic DIY dreams, as well as their marriage, to a severe test. A test that first drained them and their bank account, then thrust them into two different directions and two completely new career paths. Well, that was water under the bridge now. Mallory was beyond this, wasn't she? Still, she felt an indescribable lostness as she unlocked the massive front door and walked into her big, lovely, lonely house. By now, she'd fixed and renovated every square inch of the stately old Victorian. Her friends called it a showplace, which came in handy for her interior design business. In her effort to be a stay-at-home mom, Mallory had converted the basement into a workspace years ago, but she'd always welcomed clients at her front door in order to show off the fruits of her efforts in her own home. Vain, perhaps, but useful, too. She set her handbag on the cherry buffet in the foyer and picked up the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?